Save the Semantics, episode 250. It is March 16th, 2024. My name is Myro. This is the podcast where I ramble on for a bit about some shit. Recording this on a Saturday. Recording this on a nice, lovely Saturday noon. Right around noon. And just, I'm out here in nature. It's been, the weather's cleared up. It has been nice and sunny for the last week or so, but I definitely feel it much more now. So it's good. I'm enjoying it with the time that I do have. And overall, I think I'm feeling pretty good for the most part. A little tired, which is expected, but. Other than that, yeah, I don't feel bad. I feel pretty decent. Some good news, some great news. We found our tortoise. We found him. He was underneath the deck right outside of my room. we were looking for him for like a week, and then pretty much exactly a week later, my mom kind of came across him and he was like slowly inching out into the light. So I think it is possible that he was holed up there for a week. But he seems to be fine. It doesn't seem to be anything, wrong with him necessarily. Maybe he's just a little dirty, but, he seems to be okay. Like I've mentioned, he's a very durable and he's a very, withstanding guy. I think he can, you know, he's very, he can deal with a lot of stuff, I feel. There's a reason why tortoises and turtles live for a very long time. And, I'm very happy that I was able to, get him back. I was almost kind of in this period or this headspace of like almost like accepting that, you know, he was potentially gone, and it was very like frustrating for me, because it was such a, like I mentioned, it was such a small mistake on my end to essentially, you know, kind of let him go and not keeping my eyes on him and stuff. So that was, that just affected me a lot, and that really that really made me just kind of feel really awful about that, because again, it was such a careless mistake on my end. But I'm very happy that he's well, he's good. He's a good, you know, it's not the same, like he's a good boy. Like, it's a different kind of relationship than what you would have with maybe a dog or a cat, but he's still, you know, he's still my pet regardless. I'm just very happy that I didn't lose him at this point, you know what I mean? So yeah, some really good news on that end there. This week has been kind of interesting in the sense that I've sort of, mainly I've been, you know, kind of busy with work and everything like that, but, I've sort of had a bit of time to also catch up on some things. The Oscars was this weekend, it was last Sunday. I did not watch it, but I did, you know, I did sort of see the nominations, like I heard about the nominations and who won and all that stuff. So I was able to kind of catch up on that end. And there's some movies on there on kind of that list that I am somewhat interested in checking out. I think I missed out on watching Poor Things in the theaters. That was one that I was like semi interested in seeing because of the reception that it received, And there are some other ones as well. I missed out on Killers of the Flower Moon. It's just so long, you know what I mean? Like 3.5 hours in the theaters is pretty extensive, and I was sort of with Oppenheimer, I was able to get through it, but it was still a bit of a struggle. Yeah, I've been sort of interested in checking some of the other nominees and, other nominated movies out. And so I checked out this one that's on Netflix. It wasn't nominated for Best Movie, but it was nominated for Best, I think, Adapted Screenplay, or I think it might have been Original Screenplay. It was called May or December. And I didn't really hear too much about it, excuse me, until pretty much the Oscars and Oscars week and all that. Just based on the premise, it seemed very intriguing. There's this kind of level of uncomfortability, is that a word, to it. And that kind of intrigued me. I feel it's been a little bit since I've watched a film that sort of, I don't want to say challenges necessarily, but is a bit less derivative than maybe something of like a blockbuster. I mean, Dune, you could argue Dune is a fairly different blockbuster cinematic experience, but you could argue that it still follows the traits of like a typical blockbuster in terms of like the scale and the, the whole, just the whole atmosphere and everything like that. But it's been a while since I've like sat down and watched a film, you know what I mean? So I wanted to check this out, and I'm glad I did. It's a really good film. I enjoyed it quite a bit. It is not for everyone, but I thought the performances were really good. This movie gave you a lot to think about during each scene. A lot of the things are sort of like unspoken and kind of leaves things up for interpretation. The characters don't always say what they mean. There's just like kind of this level of, they say more than what they say with their words, if that makes sense. And I just thought it was like really well done. Natalie Portman, Julianne Moore are in it. They both did a really great job. I think Natalie Portman in particular played just this, honestly, like this despicable kind of character. And every time she like did something, I was sort of like curling up in a ball because I'm like, what are you doing? You're so, what are you doing? You're so weird. Why would you say that? You know what I mean? It's like there's just so many things that she does that makes you feel so uncomfortable and just, I don't know. She just does a really good job at portraying this, just this weird, kind of creepy character, you know what I mean? And Julianne Moore is also that as well. I don't want to give like too much away of the plot necessarily. It's a little hard to describe. This movie is sort of semi-inspired by real life events, by things that actually happened, by real people. And it is very, I think it does a very good job of kind of showing the people that were affected by the actions of one person and just kind of the ripple effects of that throughout their family, their friends, their community, and just how damaging that is, and the fact that there is almost no responsibility taken by Julianne Moore's character, especially, kind of seeing how there's this lack of, you know what I mean, just this lack of self-reflection, is very, it's kind of frightening. It's like very scary because on the surface, it seems like this person is like, it's like they know what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing, and they've just sort of taken that and full, just kind of fully embracing it. But they just don't, like, they are unable to accept that what they're doing is wrong. And it's, there's also this kind of level of how the people around them, more so just kind of the community around them, are sort of unwilling to create additional conflict over it. And it's just so, it's very tense, for sure. It's very tense, these sort of like conversations of topic and everything like that. And I don't know, I just really enjoyed it. I felt, yeah, it just was, throughout the movie, I just was not, I was just kind of like, I was like, dude, I got like hands over my face, you know what I mean? Like, what is happening? But yeah, the acting, the writing, everything I thought was really well done. And I recommend it. Again, it is not for everyone. I think for some people, this might be considered like a slow movie. But I mean, I was glued to the screen the whole time because I was just curious to see what, how each person reacted and, you know, what they would say. Like, I was just kind of like hanging on every word. Because, you know, as I've mentioned, there's a lot of unspoken things that are sort of presented with each character, and the things that they do say, there's just so much to it. And you sort of, you try to get every bit that you can because it's almost kind of, it's like limiting. It's like a limited thing. You're trying your best to get as much information from each of these characters with the limited things that they say. You know what I mean? And so, I don't know. There's a lot to really, really take in. I recommend it to anyone who enjoys more of this kind of personal, interpersonal drama. Maybe has a bit of a patience for that kind of thing. Other things. I haven't really had that much of a chance to watch too much basketball this week. The only game that I saw that I can really kind of recall was from yesterday. I tuned into the fourth quarter of the Clippers and Pelicans game, and that was a really good game. Very competitive. There's a lot of things at stake for both of those teams. They're right next to each other in the standings. And as we get closer to the playoffs, it is a lot of things hinge on certain playoff matchups and that sort of thing. And with this one, it, you know, with the Pelicans win, they essentially have the tiebreaker over the Clippers, which is sort of important, and it gives them a bit more of an edge and moving them closer to potentially getting them into sort of that fourth seed, which is very important because then it gives them home court advantage. So, it felt like a playoff game. It's been a while since I've watched, like a game of this intensity. It's been a bit. And I thought it was just a really good game. Both teams were playing very well. Zion he had some really awesome moments in this game, and yeah, overall just a exciting game, and I was glad I was able to kind of tune into this one. On kind of the Warriors side of things, they've had some struggles with Steph missing some games, and it feels like we are sort of firmly in the play-ins. I think it is going to be very difficult for us to. I can still hope. There's still games. There's still potential. There's still a lot of chances left to maybe get into like a sixth seed, but I'm sort of erring on the side of caution. And I think that, moving forward, it is more likely than not that we will be in the play-in. So that's something to kind of prepare for, to look forward to, kind of. We'll see how well we perform. Last year we were able to make it into the sixth seed and avoid that situation. We'll see how it goes. We will see how it goes. At least a seventh or an eighth seed would be preferable, for sure. But again, difficult to say. One game elimination, it's tough, man. It's tough. So I would much rather have the chance to get through, without having to go through like a two-step, you know what I mean? Or at least be able to give ourselves a second chance by being the seventh or eighth seed. Anyways, that's kind of that on the Warriors. Again, haven't really had too much of a chance to watch that many games. I've just more or less kind of looked at kind of the box scores and our record and that sort of thing. I was sort of thinking, this is completely unrelated, not even basketball or anything like that. It was such like a, I don't know what made me think of this exactly, but I was just sort of thinking about, in regards to having access to the internet and everything like that, and the fact that we essentially have all this information available to us, and how we know more than we really know, if that makes sense. We might know facts about things. We might know more things about certain cultural traditions and customs and whatnot. For example, we might know a lot of things about a certain country, something that really, interests us about like the history and all of that. But we don't know the essence of it fully, maybe because we don't live there, we don't speak the language, that sort of thing, right? I don't know what made me kind of think about these things. I was wondering if it is better to know everything, or if it's better to sort of remain ignorant to some things. You know what I mean? I mean, that's just sort of that's not really a crazy thought experiment, right? Is it better to be all-knowing or to be ignorant? I don't know. Like, I think that's pretty, I'm sure that's been thought of before. I think more in the context of social situations, is it better to know a lot of things, to the point where you can almost have like a discussion or conversation with every person about everything? Or is that kind of annoying? That's my thinking. You know what I mean? 'Cause it's if you're having, I don't know, let's say you're somewhere, you're with coworkers, or you're at a bar or something like that, and you're just talking to the people around you, and you're able to conversate with them about sports and shit. But then you're also able to pivot the conversation into something completely different, say music or video games. And for some reason, you're able to talk about everything because you know everything, because you've like somehow you have knowledge about all of these things. Is that annoying? Is that an annoying trait to have? I'm not saying that's me, because that's not, I'm not saying that is me. I'm just saying, like, I mean, of course, it would be good to be a person who can have, you know, interesting conversations and talk about a variety of topics and whatnot. But is it annoying if you just are like, oh yeah, I know what that is. I know exactly what you're talking about. You're into French techno wave from the 1980s? I'm into that too. Oh, you're into underground hip hop from the 2000s? I'm into that too. Is that annoying? I think that might be like a little annoying. It's like, oh yeah, I'm into that. I'm into that. I mean, I have. I guess I don't know what it's not even. It's not a dilemma at all. It's just funny to think about, 'cause I like a lot of things, and I think I can have conversations about, you know, I mean, just sort of. I mean, surface level stuff is like fine. But if you're like delving deeper into specific art forms or whatever you want to call it, is it annoying if one person just knows everything? And it's just like, okay, so you can just talk with this person about everything, but it's also annoying because it doesn't seem that they have a specific characteristic. You know what I mean? This guy's, you know, into all this different type of music, but he's also into baseball. That's a lot. That might be too much. You know what I mean? Is that weird? Is that just me? I think it's just something that I'm just like thinking about. 'Cause it's not, I don't think it's like a problem at all. If you're able to have a conversation with someone and they're able to talk about a lot of the different things, I don't think that's a problem at all. But in my head, I just kind of read that sort of thing as I think it would be maybe just sort of this all-knowing person that is like, oh yeah. Oh yeah, I know what that is. Oh yeah. Yeah, definitely. I don't know. I mean, it's just sort of I think with maybe the internet or whatever. I mean, I'm sure people like that have existed even before the internet was a thing, where maybe you had this rich dude who just did all this shit because he could, who had all of his hands in these different projects. It's like, oh yeah, I did scuba diving and I did you know, just all that. And then I was also a musician back in the early 70s. I tried to do that. I borrowed some money from my dad and I became a musician for a little bit, and then I worked on Wall Street, and then I, blah, 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 you know, those people exist, right? So I mean, it's not that dissimilar to nowadays, where there's more of a potential for that person to exist, where they're able to just they just have done a bunch of stuff, and their personality is sort of maybe a little hard to read because like you don't know for sure what exactly they're into. You know what I mean? Does any of this make sense at all? I don't know if it does. 'Cause it's like I just I don't know. I mean, here's also the thing. I think nowadays there is less of a likelihood for someone to be just a nerd. You know what I mean? Of course they exist. Of course nerds exist. But nerds can also be into sports too, right? All of these just stupid, you know, conventional stereotypes that essentially don't really exist anymore because people can have so many different interests and not just one, right? So yeah, I don't know what my point was. I just think that if people who are, who have a ton of things that they just have knowledge of. I mean, it's just a little annoying, 'cause then if you have something that you enjoy, it's a little maybe difficult for you to be able to teach that person and tell a story of your own, 'cause that other person, that all-knowing person across the bar from you, they already had that experience. So maybe it's not as interesting of a conversation, 'cause you're telling this person about how you love Dragon Quest and how you grew up playing Dragon Quest. They're like, oh yeah, Yushihori, back in the 80s, I had an SNE. Like, they just do. I don't know. This is a non. This is such an. This is not a problem at all. This is just such a hypothetical situation where if you run into someone who knows everything, this is a skit idea. This is basically what this is. This is a skit idea for a YouTube video or something, where you come across someone who's experienced everything, who has done everything, who knows everything, right? I mean, I'm sure someone like that exists out there, and they're insufferable. But most people aren't like that. It's just, it's funny to think about. It's a funny like thought experiment. This really had nothing to do with. Would you rather know everything or would you be ignorant? No, it's like if you come across someone who knows everything, that they would be the most insufferable person to have a conversation with, right? Like, that's just kind of it. That's just what it boils down to. Yeah, anyways, I don't know. I'm my brain was just all over the place. This week, and that was just something that I was thinking of. I finally played a little bit of Baten Kaitos last night. I got stuck on this boss, but I grinded a bit. I made a few tactical adjustments after doing a little bit of a after looking up some strategic guides and asking some questions and whatnot. And I was able to finally get past this boss that I was kind of stuck on for a little while. And it feels there was this very clear turning point in the game right after I beat that boss, which I was not expecting. I don't even really want to say. I don't even really want to say because it's a spoiler. Like, of course, I'm not going to say exactly what happened, but there's a significant event that happens, and it kind of turns the game on its head a little bit, which I was not expecting. Very interesting kind of turn of events, and yeah, I after I got to that point in the game, I was like, dude, I have to keep going, but it was already kind of late at night. I couldn't. It was just like I gotta go to bed. I can't be playing all-nighters. I can't do that anymore. But I wanted to. I was very I really am kind of locked back in with the game, I feel. I'm very interested in seeing where the story goes. Because there's a lot of possibilities where this ends up. And I feel this honestly, this is not something that I've really the storytelling in this is very unique. Because you yourself, you are kind of a character in the game, but you're not. You're not present, like you don't have a you're sort of this like disembodied voice that kind of exists in the world of the game, but you are a character. You have the options of saying things. You have the options of certain lines of dialogue. And the characters within the game interact with you. It was very interesting. And there was this kind of, they play with this kind of perspective and this sort of character role that you have. At the very beginning of the game, it is implied that you sort of have memory loss, and that comes into play pretty much at this point of the game. And I liked how this sort of thing was kind of this played as this sort of like narrative device. And I also think, and this is a strength to this game, it makes me want to go back and maybe not necessarily replay the game, but revisit moments during the game with certain characters, certain lines of dialogue, to see things that maybe stick out a little bit and that give hints towards what might happen later. And I think that's really cool. I like that kind of aspect a little bit. There's little bits and pieces, there's little hints that you might pick up on and you're like, "Oh, why didn't I see that?" You know? Why didn't I see that? Why didn't I think of that, right? And so I think that that's fun. I think that that's pretty exciting. And I'm very I'm looking forward to continuing playing this game. It brought me back in, and I'll probably be playing this later tonight and making some progress on that end. But yeah, very interesting moment in the game. It feels somewhat maybe the halfway point. I don't exactly know for sure. But I guess we'll see as we kind of continue along. Yeah, that's kind of it for this week. There's more things. I want to catch up and maybe watch some more Oscar related movies. There's a few on my list that kind of caught my attention, and if I have them available for streaming, I would like to check them out. And yeah, that's gonna do it for this week. Thanks for listening. This has been Save the Semantics, signing off.